Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight and David Woody for Tyre Power Selected Kumho Tyres. You can buy three, get one free. Tyre Power, get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. St Kilda were a revelation last year, Blighty. They came from nowhere, came from the clouds, and performed pretty well in the finals as well.
Yeah, they've recruited really well last year, and guess what? They've done it again. They're going to have half their team from other clubs, which is great recruiting.
Brett Crouch, Jack Higgins.
All of that, and also Brett Ratton. I'm a fan of Brett Ratton. I thought he was a bit harshly done by at Carlton Day, so I'm really pleased he's got another go.
I'm giving all the kudos to our next guest, Brendan Lade. Lady, how are you, mate?
Good guys, how are you going?
A late Happy New Year, but Happy New Year. And it was a good turnaround, wasn't it, for the club? Hadn't played finals for quite a while, and I thought you performed pretty well, really. You met a very good side in your last game.
Yeah, we did. Met the premiers. But even in that game, we had our chances, and I think we had one or two less scoring shots than them. But they made the most of their opportunities, and we didn't. But last year was a massive improvement for our footy club, and for us to, you know, get a lot of people in the year before, and for them to perform was great for us. And the hub, you know, a lot of clubs didn't like the hub, but it probably suited us down to a T, because we got to know our new players very quickly and new coaches, and we all gel well together, and the results were on the board, I suppose.
Isn't it amazing if anyone can recruit, but you recruited beautifully, and most of the guys performed. Dougal Howard, fantastic. Hennaby's starting to get fit. Paddy Ryder. There's a few others there too, and this year you've got Higgins and Brad Crouch and Frawley.
Yeah, Sean McKernan as well, and the year before was Daniel Butler, who was probably stiff to miss out on All Australian. So we've James Gallagher and Letters have done a great job in targeting certain players and people that are really add to our list. And we thought Rowan Marshall was a young ruckman needed some assistance in, you know, with an older ruckman, and Paddy was available, and he probably had one of his better years, Paddy, you know, up to the final, and probably really hurt us, him not playing against Richmond. So that's how important he was, even though he's, you know, on the wrong side of 30. So that was pleasing. But, you know, the challenge for us now is to back it up this year and to, you know, try and get back to the finals, because they're not just going to hand him out.
Yeah, you mentioned Dan Butler. I mean, it was a really good pickup from Richmond, really. And I see you ran second in your best and fairest to the good young player that's really developing, Jack Steele, who did make the All-Australian team. It's a really, really good mixed lineup now. And the ones you've mentioned, both you and David, you know, Frawley and Crouch and Higgins and McKernan. Mm. There's nine players, as I mentioned earlier, going to be from other clubs. But that doesn't matter if you win, mate.
No, that's right. It's all about how they gel together. And we've been really big on our connection at our footy club and connecting to players and their partners and their families, and the connection to probably the bigger picture in the football club. And, you know, Bakker Moorabbin is our spiritual home. And, you know, last year we couldn't connect with that because obviously we're up in Noosa. But this year, hopefully we can do a lot more of that. And I suppose Gags has done a really good job in, you know, targeting players that we need, not just, you know, topping up the midfield with extra players. It's, you know, we needed a small forward with speed. We needed a big key defender. We needed a ruckman who could back up Marshall. So it's been real targeted. And Crouch this year would definitely add to our midfield mix and give us more depth in that area. And Higgins up forward will give us something a little bit different in, you know, speed and offense, which is probably exactly what we need.
Just on the downside, I mean, it's a bit of a football tragedy, isn't it? Dylan Robertson, he's actually pulled the pin, and hopefully his health is good. How have you seen that all unfold, Brendan?
Yeah, it's just disappointing for a guy that's, you know, probably in the prime of his career and the right age to perform and to have these issues that he's been having. And he's got some big decisions to make in the coming months, and hopefully he can, you know, he can get his body right and his health right, and you know, probably the most important thing is being there for his family for the rest of his life. So hopefully that'll happen, and we can support that as much as we can.
Yeah, well said. You spoke about the big fella at full forward. It's Max King, isn't it? Not Ben. You'll get him mixed up. But has he put any more size on? He's certainly got the height, but you said he's going to be scary when he grows up into a real man.
Oh, I think he's still 3 or 4 years away from that, but he's put on a couple of kilos again. So if he does the next couple of years, you know, he'll be the size where he can actually, you know, wrestle with the big key backs, but also, you know, jump well above them. So we're excited what he can bring, but we understand that he's, you know, going really into his second year of football, and He had a great year last year, kicked 25 or 26 goals, and you know, gave us a real target up forward, a different target up forward, which is, you know, something the club was looking for after, you know, Rewalt, Kaczynski, even Josh Bruce, you know, those people left the club.
Congratulations too, Brendan. I mean, coaching at the moment in the assistant roles has been pretty tough, hasn't it, to keep a job, and so you obviously keep going. Now, you did the forwards and the rucks a bit last year, mainly forwards. I know it was a bit messy with guys going and, you know, with all the COVID stuff going on. Where do you situate this year? What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, so last year I was forwards, offence, and looked after the rucks. This year I've moved back into the midfield, so I'm doing midfield, the rucks, and offence again. So, and I'm also, this year I'm training coordinator. So I've got a little bit on my plate, but that's everyone in the assistant coaching role is doing more than they, you know, more than one role. And you have to be, if you can't do more than one role now and you're not a bit more of a generalist, then you're not going to probably have a job or keep your job. So it's pleasing that I've got a number of roles I can perform, and hopefully I can keep doing that for years to come.
Gee, that's interesting. So training coordinator, just explain that to me. Is that doing exercises, you bounce them off rats, or what do you actually do there?
Well, David Rath and I both do it together. He helps me do it, and it's not just anymore bloody getting out there and just doing circle work and then a bit of lane work and whatever else. The game's changing, the way you train changing. A lot of teams have been doing like running and, you know, doing a bit of training then running. What we're trying to do now is incorporate a lot of our running within the drills, and at the moment not many of our players are doing extra running because we're getting it all in the drills. So the challenge for us is to design drills that will enable the running but also will capture parts of the game that are really important. So we might train an offense that goes into a defense, you know, a stoppage that goes into offense and into defense. So we're trying to get a lot of different looks of the game in our training and not make them just run 150s or 200s or 300s. So we're trying to incorporate as much as we can in the training.
I was really impressed with your game against Port Adelaide. Not too many teams beat Port last year. You came to Adelaide and beat them. You beat the Crows. What do you need, you reckon, Lady, to go the next step? Because you're pretty well structured. You've got some good youth. You've got a few experienced players. Where do you see the improvement coming from?
Yeah, well, I think we're the third or fourth highest scoring team in the comp. So our offense was going okay. Stoppages, I think, for clearances, we were two or three in the comp. So that goes really well. Just defensively, we probably need to tighten up a few things. And that's not just the defenders, that's the whole team defense. So from stoppage, we weren't a great side at restricting opposition scores. So that'll be an area we work on in the off season, and hopefully that can improve because, you know, good defense leads to good offense, and our offense is really good. So if we can just tighten our defense up a little bit, we'll hopefully go a lot better.
You probably don't do this, or maybe even Brett Ratton doesn't do it, but I looked at your first four rounds just to see what sort of start you could have. You go GWS first up, then Melbourne, Essendon, and then the West Coast Eagles at home. So, I mean, it's
all winnable.
They are all winnable, aren't they? Particularly with the Eagles at home.
You'd like to say they're all winnable, wouldn't you? But, you know, coming off pre-seasons, teams have a lot of more players that are available and normally not injured. So you expect a lot of teams to be a lot more full strength in the start of the year. There's some teams you don't want to play the start of the year because they're generally flying. You know, Richmond are a bit of a slow starter in seasons past, but they generally come good, you know, around five or six onwards and don't lose many after that. So everyone's a little bit different, but yeah, we don't look that far ahead, Blighty. We'll let you do that. We'll concentrate on the Giants and see if we can get a win up in Sydney in the first round.
You touched on the COVID. Some people, you know, just couldn't cope with it, others could. I mean, how tough was that? You said it bonded with St Kilda, but there must be still a few players that you know, wanted to get home, see the family, see the wife, see the kids, their mum and dad. It wasn't easy, was it, at the time?
No, well, some of the families come up in the initial hub, so they were those people were fine. My family didn't come up in the first one. They came up in the second one, so I had 30 days by myself, and then they came up for the next 70. So we were up there for 106 days, and I remember talking to Ken Hinckley about it, and he said, yeah, we're only going to do 16 days. That'll probably be enough for us, and, you know, we'll go home and travel up and back. And then we ended up doing 100-and-something days. So everyone's a little bit different, but that was... I loved it. It's just something a little bit different. And, you know, we got away from the cold Melbourne winter and got some nice Queensland sun, Blighty, as you know what's like. So nice. We got a little bit of that. And, it's probably been a really good selling point for Brisbane and Gold Coast to get people up there now. So we'll obviously see what happens in the coming years there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Hey, there's usually someone, you know, every coach I know, when you sit down as a group, you think, this youngster's, you can see he's grown over summer. He's stronger. He looks noisy. He sounds noisy. He looks as though he's got some confidence. Is there someone at the Saints that you've got your eye on, or the coaching group, where think, this might be the next step for this lad?
Yeah, there's a few. There's one that stands out, but I wouldn't say he's 21 or under. He's probably 24 or 25, and we've maybe seen this in the past with him. But Jack Sinclair finished the year very strongly for us up in Queensland, and then he's just started this pre-season with a bang. So we've been really impressed with him. Seb Ross had a bit of a down year last year, and he's come back and is training really well. So it's probably not the young guys. I'm always excited about Max King, so I'm probably not going to go past him if it's 20 or under. So other than that, though, we're training pretty consistently as a group, but those three have probably been standing out a little bit so far.
Yeah, but that's true, isn't it? I mean, a B grader, let's say a B grader becomes an A grader, that's an absolute bonus in your own club, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And Jack's been around the mark. He's probably been up to B+. He's probably down to C-, and it just fluctuated between the two, but he finished the year off and had some really important games for us and come back this year and this pre-season, and has been training as good as anyone. So I know I don't like putting the moz on people, but hopefully it hasn't, and hopefully you can keep that going.
Well, Blighty wrote you down as an A-, so that's pretty good there, lady. You take an A, any sort of A is a good A.
Mate, I said A.
Yeah, they premiership's an A, A+.
Mark and kick goals. They can. Ruck.
Brendan, thanks for that. The footy's not far away. Love speaking with you, and always follow the Saints, and good luck this year.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Brendan Lay, terrific guy, terrific coach, and very smart football mind. All that for McRib and El Macco are back at Macca's. That's right, the saucy McRib and legendary El Macco are back at Macca's this summer. Grab yours today. Malcolm Blight and David Wildey, Sports Day SA.